This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good evening, Atlanta. It is a little later than 10 p.m., but the intersection persists. We are on the corner of sports and everything else. Noel, Jason, Miles, fresh off of the Corky Kale Classic. We had our friend too that we have today, Eric Slaughter and Day Day Lewis on the call. The Cullen commentator and the announcer. Pretty good call for the end of the night as we take over and we jump into some different conversations. Jason, how was your week this week?
It's been a little hectic. Look, we're right in that portion of the calendar for me where Atlanta United is still going strong. I'm on a flight to Denver tomorrow for Atlanta United and Colorado Rapids. Our old friend Jarrett Smith is going to crash the party out in Denver. That's very cool. But also, the college season is starting. D1 women's college soccer started tonight. Georgia State with a big win over Truett McConnell. Georgia had number 8 UCLA over in Athens. They lost. Georgia broke out a kit that I've felt like they should have done a long time ago for soccer. It's the Silver Britches kit. It's gray shorts with a red shirt and red socks.
Oh, I like it.
They had never done that before. Come on, it's Georgia. It makes perfect sense.
It does make perfect sense. Nike, get on that.
Yeah, great look. You don't see a lot of gray shorts in soccer, and they pulled it off.
You don't see a lot of... They don't really use a lot of that like gray or like that Georgia granite gray a lot, period.
It's a weird gray because like when I was a kid, they wore silver. It was silver. It's not silver anymore.
Right. It's like a grayish, kind of silverish, kind of
like granite-ish.
Interesting. So I like it.
Georgia, narrow loss for them. Mercer was out at Oklahoma State. They had a narrow loss, but it's good to see the college game start to get going now, because I'll be calling games for Georgia State, for Mercer, for Clayton State, for Oglethorpe. Who knows where else? I'll be somewhere else at some point.
Can't stop, won't stop. Soccer is year-round, folks.
All the time. We got leagues starting all over the world this weekend. The English League starts. The French League starts. Our friends at PSG, they won the UEFA Super Cup this week.
They did.
We got the Spanish League starting. Barcelona's still trying to get players registered before their first game. They still don't know where their first home game's going to be in a month's time.
That is insane.
It's crazy. But La Liga, I was reading about this today. I talked about it in my morning espresso newsletter. You've got the situation where La Liga's salary cap, it's not like our salary caps.
Okay.
It's not about competitive balance at all. It is about sustainability. So it's based on revenues.
Okay.
So what it does is it keeps the good teams good and the bad teams bad. Right. And there's a lot of complaints about that. but it's so strict. Right now, you've got some teams, not just Barcelona, who have like 12 players registered. Opening weekend's this weekend.
Ooh.
Like, they got to figure this out, or you're going to have teams who won't be able to show up for games.
So let me write this down and make sure I understand it. So yeah. You can only spend what you can afford is what you're saying.
Yes, that is how they do a salary cap in Spain.
Ooh, boy.
So Real Madrid, they bring in all kinds of money, mm-hmm. and they're not in crazy debt like Barcelona. So they can spend it. Barcelona, because they've lost so much, right now they haven't brought in enough to be one-to-one, spend what you bring in.
Yeah.
So they can only spend, I think, 60% of what they bring in.
Okay.
Until they bring in more money.
Yeah, okay,
they're
that
over
makes sense.
The cap.
Ooh, okay.
To the point that you've got board members at Barcelona, because they're over the cap, they're trying to get these guys registered that they've signed, you've got board members who've had to put up like personal guarantees of up to 7 million euros.
Oh, wow.
That if they don't bring that money in, they're going to have to pay it.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's crazy. It's insane. Could you imagine Jerry Jones saying, I want to sign this guy. Man, I'm going to have to put up a line of credit. I got to sign him?
Right.
Like, literally, it comes out of my wallet?
Yeah, man.
We'd get into some crazy stuff in our leagues if we had that.
I mean, it's interesting because it kind of sounds like where MLB is, but it's more so self-inflicted because the A's and on just don't want to spend that money. So it keeps it keeps that situation the same. But this is more so like you don't have it. You can't spend it. Almost to the point where you might not even be able to compete financially.
Yeah, and you can't. And what it does is it keeps the haves having and the have-nots not having.
Oh, that's... Like,
it's kind of a mess. It's something they're going to have to figure out. You do have to protect people from spending themselves broke.
Yeah.
Like, that's legit in European soccer. But the other crazy thing in the soccer world that you'll get a kick out of, a feud that I never saw coming, one of the greatest players of England's national team of Manchester United history, Wayne Rooney, who's trying to become a manager and not doing so well. He is in a war of words with Tom Brady.
I'm sorry, why is that happening?
Because Tom Brady owns a team in the second division.
Okay.
He's part of the ownership group of Birmingham City.
Okay.
So they're battling it out with Wrexham. They both got promoted to the second division. Mm-hmm. So you got Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney over here.
Right, because you
Tom Brady over here. They're battling it out to try to get promoted to the Premier League. Wayne Rooney was the manager at Birmingham City, and he got fired because he wasn't very good. And Tom Brady said that he had a little bit of an issue with his work ethic.
Mm.
And Wayne Rooney pops off. Well, he doesn't really know football, their football.
Right.
He didn't say anything about his work ethic. Come on. Wayne Rooney struggled a little bit. So you got Tom Brady and Wayne Rooney battling it out in the British tabloids right now.
Oh, that is definitely not what I had on my bingo card.
I did not have that on a bingo card ever.
To Tom Brady. Speaking of, have you seen the statue?
I haven't seen the actual statue. How bad is it?
It's hilarious that you led with how bad is it.
When you're asking me about the statue, it's got to be bad. Like, it doesn't look anything like him?
It's not that it's bad, but it doesn't give off Tom Brady. Like, it kind of gives, like, generic, handsome storybook white guy. Like, it doesn't scream, like, it's almost like... It could be like Superman with a jersey on. Like, they got the broad, wide shoulders and the chiseled face or whatever. But it didn't scream Tom Brady to me. Like, I didn't look at it and go, yep, that's Brady. I was like, oh, that's... It's not bad. It's not ugly.
Horrible.
It doesn't look horrible. It just doesn't look like Tom to me.
It's not as bad. There was a Cristiano Ronaldo statue.
I remember that one.
Horrendous.
The D-Wade one was also kind of questionable when it was unveiled. So
it does look like they took this from probably a football trophy from 1977 and then made it into a bigger form.
It looks
like that generic, Wonder Bread quarterback guy.
So it's not just neat. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. But staying in the realm of soccer, I wanted to kind of pick your brain about how soccer handles international play and how maybe a league like the WNBA could maybe, take some tips or pointers or cues with how they handle that situation, because currently in the W, that is a point of contention in the CBA, because they have a thing called prioritization, where basically, if you're not back in the U.S. for the beginning of the WNBA season, then you can just stay where you're at.
Okay. Because the seasons don't overlap. They don't they're not like completely lined up.
No.
So like WNBA starts here. The French League starts in the three quarters mark of the WNBA or what, something like that.
I think it's more so like the international starts before
okay.
the W, but it's like they don't get back in enough time to okay. start the W season. And so okay. it's like so if that, you're not here to start the season, then just kind of don't even bother kind of deal.
That makes it complicated. And I think the difference in soccer is you have FIFA. You have like a international governing body. And you do in basketball, but it's not as strong. Like
right.
FIBA is nowhere near as strong as FIFA. You can't play for multiple teams. You can't be under contract for multiple teams in that way. Let me say it that way. So let's put it from an Atlanta United perspective. So the season for Atlanta United right now is going into the last third of it, last quarter of it, whereas like the English season is getting started.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an Atlanta United player, you're contracted to Atlanta United. And if you go play in Europe, they are either loaning you there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still under contract to Atlanta United, but they're letting somebody else borrow you essentially.
Right.
Or they're selling your contract.
Okay.
So you don't see trades of players as much in international soccer. You see contracts being bought. So like Thiago Almada,
mm-hmm.
when Thiago was here and he was sold to Botafogo in Brazil, which is actually a whole other story because they hadn't even paid yet. And it's a couple years old now. So when they bought him, they bought his contract. And typically they'll sign you to a new longer term deal.
Okay.
So that's kind of what you want. Like right now there's a big issue in England with a player who's at Newcastle, Alexander Isak. He's Swedish. He says he wants a new contract. Newcastle's like, we're not going to give you a new contract. So he says, I want out. I'm leaving. I'm not coming to practice. So they've dropped him, and it's all big war words. And they're trying to wait on Liverpool to cut a check of probably about $150 million
mm-hmm.
to buy his contract. So you're not really under contract to two different teams at the same time that way.
Okay.
So one, if I'm the WNBA, that's what I would do.
Right,
is I would set up basically the bully position here and say, all right, I've got Ryan Howard under contract to the Atlanta Dream. If she wants to go play in the off season when we're not playing, cool. I will loan her to Juventus in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll go play in Italy under the terms we set in the loan.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd have to come back before the start of training camp or whatever. Some players maybe at the back end of your roster, it would allow you to develop players. So if you have players that say it's what number 12 on the roster, for example.
Yeah.
And they're not going to play here. But they could go overseas and play and get better mm-hmm. and come back to you.
Kind of like an overseas G League?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, Atlanta United just loaned Noah Cobb to the Colorado Rapids. Mm-hmm. He wasn't going to play as much here. He goes there, he's going to play more.
Right.
So he gets better, then maybe he comes back here. Maybe you sell him there on a regular. But I would set up that kind of system if I'm the WNBA.
Now, if you loaned or borrowed a player, like how does that work financially?
It depends on the terms of the deal. So
okay. You
typically pay a loan fee. So let's go with the Ryan Howard example. Let's say for whatever reason, Juventus is able to pay, you know, they really want to bring her in. Okay. Atlanta, the Dream could say, we want $2 million. Okay. And then you're going to pay half of her salary or three quarters of her salary or all of her salary. Those are usually the negotiations that go in that, in a loan situation.
That actually could be a really interesting alternative.
Yeah.
To what they have on the table now?
It's
or to
really
what they're maybe
weird
trying to propose?
Now. Like, and that's the issue that I think the CBA is going to have is that you've got players who can make as much or more money in other places,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have any control over it.
Yep.
Even though you should be the biggest league in the world. I think you are.
I was just about to say, I think that's kind of the W's position of, you know, that's why we get so many international players here because – we have the big name in the eyes, and that's true, but it's kind of more of a symbiotic relationship between yes. the W and international than I think they really want to believe or admit, rather. And they don't really want to say, okay, y'all kind of help balance out the money situation on our end. We balance out the visibility side on our end to offer these players, you know, a full salary and a full career.
I think you will see basketball, both on the men's and the women's side, go to this kind of a model in the next decade, maybe. Because Because it makes sense. And everybody else in the world understands this model.
Yeah.
In the U.S., I think it's not hard to understand. You can figure it out pretty quick. But every other league in the world is going to say, yeah, we get this. Okay, cool. We have a player under contract. We can sell them to you. We can loan them to you. Yeah, you can trade players. But we have their contract. It's basically like a pass.
Yeah.
Like, we have their passport, essentially. They play for us until their contract ends and they're free agent.
Right, exactly. And until then, you know, you can use them within these parameters that we've discussed.
So it's the same situation like we're seeing like with Trae Young right now, where you might be going into the last year of the deal and you either want to sign him to a new deal or you want to trade him because you want to get something. You don't want to have him walk for free.
Right.
That's like Alexander Isak at Newcastle. That's exactly what they're dealing with. They're looking at it and like, man, we can't re-sign him to a new contract, so we can't pay the salary he could get somewhere else, but we don't want to lose him for free. And now he's forcing the issue, saying, I want out. So it gets complicated, but it just changes the way the business runs. You can make money developing and selling players.
It sounds like it, and it's such a interchangeable market anyway, just due to the players and how they're coming and going to make the money and get the visibility or whatever, that why wouldn't you come together and try to create a situation that works for all parties?
I would think that you could create it. The issue would be something like Unrivaled, where it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a different universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when a comic book character goes into a whole separate book over here in a different universe. It's weird. Like, I don't know what you do with that. But, yeah, I mean, the WNBA is in a really interesting spot. They could very totally revamp how they do business in this regard if they want to. And they could be smart about it and try to take more control over the big picture while still, like, partnering with an Unrivaled as an off-season thing.
Yeah.
So instead of, hey, you know, point guard for Phoenix, you don't want to go play overseas, cool. You can go to Unrivaled in the off-season and play there. But you got to be back here when we tell you to be back because you're under contract to us.
Mm-hmm. And they've already set it up that way on their end anyway, so it doesn't feel like something that's imposing to the league, but it's also something that they're like—
That's a partner
something that you can't ignore. Right, exactly.
And you need to keep that because I think you're in a weird spot that if you have a lockout or a strike, but I think a lockout situation would be what I kind of worry about. Can Unrivaled just then do their own thing?
I mean, well, yeah, because that's kind of what they're doing now.
Yeah, because, I mean, if—
Because right now they're doing it, you know, kind of independently of the league. The league is still— The league are kind of in two different battles now that you bring it up.
Yeah.
There's international play with the prioritization, and then there's, is Unrivaled a rival or is it a companion to the W? And I don't think that they figured that out yet.
They need to, because they could, if they don't play their cards right, they could. The Euro League in Europe, it's the men kind of have the same thing with the Euro League. It's almost like the Champions League where you have your domestic leagues, but then you have the Euro League. That's the best teams in Europe. It's not at the WNBA level. It's good, but it's not going to be a competitor for the top players.
Right.
But Unrivaled can be. And you're going to get players at some point who are going to say, you know what? I don't need to play in the WNBA. What do I get for this?
Well, and
they need to figure that out.
Yeah, they do. And I think it's more so, especially with the CBA situation, I think you could be, or rather I'm looking at if we could be running into a situation where they say, I have so many other options that I'm used to utilizing anyway because I'm not used to the amenities and I'm not used to the super high paychecks and I'm not used to these things because y'all don't provide them anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm not in danger of missing out on anything. I'm more so fighting to get it. So if I got to continue doing the things that I've been doing to supplement myself and my career anyway, then why wouldn't I do that?
It seems like it'd be really easy for a good player, maybe not a top player, but a good player to say, you know what? I'm not going to play in the WNBA. I'm going to go play in the Euro League, and then I'm going to come back and play in Unrivaled and keep my profile high in the States. And then, cool, if you want me to come back in the WNBA, pay me.
You're not wrong. But also the interesting thing is, and we see this in the NBA side too, even if you are that 12th, 13th, 14th person on the bench, they go to Europe. They go to Europe too. Like, they're also used to going and, you know, getting whatever check is over there because either I can go over there and get paid or in the W's case, I can go over there and get paid more.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting conversation.
Yeah, like, that's the difference. I think on the men's side, it's 12, 13, 14 on the roster. I wonder where that number is in the women's game. Because I don't know. Is it, you know, more like 6 or 7? You know, is it, you know, what, who goes over there? Who would be appealing to go over there? And if they're paying more than the WNBA in some cases, then they're going to start to get those players.
And that's, before we get out of here, I'll say this to kind of answer, piggyback off your question. Let's take a Nas Hillman, for example, that plays for the Dream, right? Nas was overseas until there was some unrivaled injuries, and then she came and was an unrivaled replacement. So, you know, even the end of the WNBA benches are going overseas and, you know, getting
that
extra.
And she's the sixth woman of the year this year, you know?
This year, yeah. Her profile is jumping like crazy. Yeah. So, I mean, shout out to Carl Semesco over there coaching them up.
But it's so fascinating because, like, the business of the game, I mean, we were talking La Liga and what they're doing. I mean, the NWSL is going through this as well. But the calendars align a little bit more. But the NWSL, you have a player like Trinity Rodman.
Yep.
Now, you have multi-club ownership, which is a whole nother complication in all of this, where the owner of the team that she plays for in the NWSL owns a team in London, owns a team in France. And she could say, like she did with her coach, you know what? I'd rather have you over here in France. I'm going to have you move here, and we'll pay you more to go.
Ooh.
But that gets then really complicated.
Yeah.
But Trinity's one that, I mean, if I'm the NWSL, I'm saying I need to build everything around Trinity Rodman.
Yep.
She's my superstar. If I'm U.S. soccer, she's my superstar. I don't want her to go to play in France. You get that situation because the pay is comparable.
Yep. And then you got the same situation here when especially a few years ago with the Sue Birds and the Diana Taurasis of the world, you know, going over to Russia to make the big, big money. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're talking about, like the faces of the league at that time.
Yep.
Having to go over to Russia to really make some money when they should have been able to do that right here.
The W needs to set up a really good rev share right now and get it done right, or they're going to be at risk of some craziness.
I'm trying to tell you. All right, folks, we are going to shift from the corner of sports business and everything else to the corner of sports on the field, because it got a little chippy up there at Flowery Branch between your Atlanta Falcons and the Tennessee Titans. And we'll talk more about it next on The Intersection, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back in. We are still on the corner of sports and everything else. And right now we go up to Flowery Branch as we give a little recap on what went down with the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, we got to jump into something first, though. This is becoming a thing. The random musical question of the show.
Yes.
To start the second segment.
Yes.
Miles, you got to jump in on this as well. We're at the end of summer.
Yeah.
What is y'all's favorite summer song?
Oh.
Like, it's you think of summer when you hear the song.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. That's a good one.
My Boo, Ghost Town DJs.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
that's my favorite summer song. It always makes me smile. Every time.
Mm.
Oh, that's a cheat. All right, well, I'm going to have to go with Kilo Ali, baby, baby.
You can't go wrong with that.
I'm going Vacation, Young Jeezy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Stayed in the city with it, too. Nice night. We didn't even have to leave the perimeter. Look at that.
We get into these random music conversations, and my playlist grows, so I'm good. It's stuff I hadn't thought about, stuff I forgot about. Cool.
We love it.
That's the intersection. You never know what's going to happen around
absolutely,
here.
Absolutely not, because we love music. We love media. We love sports and everything else. And I love it when quarterbacks get chippy in the
too.
Fight.
Yes.
Man, like, you know, we've been hearing, you know, James Pierce Jr. been, you know, terrorizing folks. You know, the young pup DN ready to get at it against the older old lineman that's ready for camp to be over. You know, it's a little chippy there. You know, they were ready to, you know, fight some different blood that was not themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they won day one, it sounds like, pretty easily from all the reports I've seen from both the Titan side and the Falcon side. It seemed like, you know, the Falcons just went out there and kind of did what they wanted. So day two was a little chippier to be expected because the Titans wanted to get some pride back. And, you know, I thought it was great synergy that it was Calvin Ridley to kind of get the party jumping at
yes.
camp.
Yes, it's always good when you get the former players who maybe have a chip on their shoulder, maybe.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
He caught a nice little ball for A.J. Terrell. Yeah, he had A.J. spun around a little bit. You know, you don't win every rep. You don't win every rep. But A.J. definitely let the heel know about it. He let his teammates know about it. He let our teammates know about it. He let everybody know. He let the reporters know. He told the reporters, make sure you report that we won today. So they were fired up, especially Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, it's funny how that stuff goes. And we were talking about it in the break, like the soccer world versus other sports worlds. You have this thing in soccer that could y'all imagine if this was the case in the NFL, for example? You're playing your former team. And you, like, you didn't end on bad terms with your former team. You left. You're gone.
Right.
In soccer, you score a goal against your former team, you don't celebrate it. That's kind of the way it goes. Like, you see players like, no, don't come running over to me. Like, don't, I'm showing respect.
Oh.
And then you get some, like, Joseph Martinez did this when he was with Miami, and he scored against Atlanta United. He celebrated, and me and Mike were not happy about that.
Mm.
Like, could you imagine in the NFL if you don't celebrate against the team that you used to play for?
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, you have to.
Yeah, like, you celebrate more in the NFL.
Yeah, in the NFL, it's almost like a rule, like an unwritten fact. Like, especially if you get the touchdown.
Oh,
you get
yeah.
the touchdown, or you get some kind of insane interception.
Wilding
or,
out.
Oh, yeah, 100% against the old team, especially if it was one of those situations like I held out or
oh, you,
didn't you
get
give
that,
me
then
the
people celebrate
or...
in the soccer world. Yeah, if it was bad, oh, yeah, people celebrate.
Yeah, you didn't give me the money I wanted, or, you know, we ended on bad terms, or you cut me for whatever reason, or, yeah, it gets real salty, mm-hmm. real chippy, but this wasn't even a real game. We're in practice, man. We're talking about practice.
Calvin Ridley's losing it.
That's probably the most energy we ever saw from Calvin Ridley at Flowery Ranch. But you know what? I love to see it.
I'll tell you what I love was hearing how riled up Michael Penix was.
100%.
Because I feel like I said this a while back on this show where this summer he had to make this team his.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can do that from strong play. You can do that in games, and he's not going to play in any games that count. The strong play's got to happen too. But when you're getting into it like that,
mm-hmm.
and guys are responding to it, it's his team.
And especially when it's because you made the play. It's because you're continuing to make the plays on top of, you know, your own bravado and what you got out there on the field, and they didn't like it.
Because they start popping off.
Exactly.
He goes back at him.
And not so much because you're talking, but because you're backing your talk up.
Yep.
So you can back your talk up, and you can stand in there in that dust up, even though you knew all the big linemen was going to come and protect you like they supposed to.
He was fine. He wasn't in any danger.
But, you know, you stood in it, and you was in there as much as everybody else. And yeah, even Caden Ellis had something to say about it.
When Caden Ellis afterwards is like, okay, that's my dude.
Yeah,
like,
that's my quarterback.
Yes.
That's my quarterback.
I threw that in the group chat.
Yeah, man. but I get it. I think we – you know, from reporters that's been in this market and, you know, waiting to see this type of change from the fans. And we've been waiting to see something like that. Somebody really take that kind of charge and go for it and get his team a little bit of an edge, a little bit of And we saw a little bit from Drake London last season. Mm-hmm, like, you know, mm-hmm. I saw the ghost of Roddy White come out of Drake London last season at one point. And I'm like, yeah, we getting flags and we bowing up. We talking, we jawing. Roddy White is somewhere sitting in the stands, proud. That's what I'm talking about. And now you're getting a little bit of extra from your quarterback. You got a DN that's just ready to just snap a leash right now. Like he's ready to play day one right now, James Pierce Jr. So you're hearing and you're seeing a lot of things you really want to see, even though they're not going to suit up and really play tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But from the joint practices and, you know, what you've heard, you're hearing what you want to hear, what you hope to hear, and it's stuff beyond just leadership stuff. It's leadership stuff on top of the talent and on top of the locker room camaraderie.
Yeah. Miles, I want to get your take on how preseason's gone here in just a second, but I would like to get Drake London, Roddy White, and let's get Andre Risen in a room together.
Ooh.
Let them hang out a while and see if that rubs off on Drake a little bit.
Yeah.
Can we make this happen in this preseason?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get Drake really out of pocket at times.
I would definitely love to see Bad Moon Rising pop up at campus.
I just want that conversation.
With the receivers.
I want mics open. I want that conversation.
We got to bleep. That's fine. Can we get some couches?
Yes.
And get like three cameras and some mics?
All good.
That's all we need.
Ooh, that would be a good conversation.
Man, that's a Falcon segment for the website.
Yeah, for sure.
You're welcome, guys. Let's do it.
There you go. There's your content. What stood out to you? What do you like about what you've seen in preseason so far, Miles?
I'm loving the connection, 9 to 5. Michael Penix to Drake London. Loving what I saw from this week from Michael Penix in practice. You know, the fact that his teammates say he was the one, you know, leading the pack in that fight
against the
Titans. So it shows you what kind of dog we got at QB1, not somebody who's going, another diss at Charlotte. Jump away from the ball when it's on the ground. I'll catch that one. Somebody who's going to really dive in and jump on it, man. Going into tomorrow, I'm intrigued to see how long or if at all we see any starters. I don't know. But the lack of snaps, I don't know if that's something that's I'm worried about. But I think when it comes time to it, the joint practice is really, you know, that's what when the guys really come to play. That's what it seems like when the playbook really opens up. I'm just ready to see. I'm ready to see more camaraderie between Michael Penix in the offense and see Jalen Walker. I know a lot of people are worried about him right now. It seems like their expectations of him have – it seems like James Pierce Jr. is – right now,
he's getting more attention.
More attention than Jalen is.
Yeah, it's preseason.
It's preseason.
Yeah, yeah.
But and I'm sure that because a lot of plays I've seen and a lot of stuff I've heard is, you know, Jalen's being stuffed a lot. He can't get past the blocks. But that's something that I think that he'll have to grow into.
Yeah.
And because in college, that was James Pierce's job to get to the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not – you know, surprising to me to see that James Pierce is getting kind of the attention right now. Just because, look, Jalen's going to be everywhere. So
yeah.
I think
agreed.
He's going to do so many different things.
So many different things. So I think it's going to take a little time for people to see. But I'm going to the game tomorrow. I told y'all last week. My son, he's all excited for it. So I'll be there. You know, for my team.
Excellent.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I think when it comes to Jalen Walker – he has more of a, like a Deion Jones appeal to me. Like he's going to be kind of roving around and following some people here, and he might, you know, stuff to run here or go on a blitz. And to your point, that's a lot of versatility to work through. That's a lot of stuff to learn. Exactly. So I kind of like the approach they're taking with him over here to the side. You got Lennon Floyd and some other people that's going to rush the passer with James Pierce Jr. I'm not really worried about, I mean, that sounds insane to say with the Falcons defense, but I'm not really worried about, you know, the front seven being able, or the front four being able to get, especially for what we saw against the Lions. Like that front four was hungry, and they were getting at it with just four. And that's what we've been like waiting for, a Ruka Roro to be able to, you know, go eat somebody. And you got a David Onyemata, and can you do it with four? I think they can. But I was one that was excited for Jeff Ubert to come in here, because you kind of already know what he wants to do on defense. You know who he is. You know how he fits with Raheem. And I think we're going to start to see how that all works on defense.
It feels like the defensive personality is starting to be sorted out.
Yep.
And it feels like, you know, you need that on both sides. Like, you need that identity of how you want your team to play. Once you get that established, especially somebody like Jalen, you know, he's going to come in and find his spot inside of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be one that's a little bit of a Swiss Army knife in some ways. He's going to have to do a lot of different things, a lot more to pick up than Pierce. It's okay if he was drafted ahead of him, but maybe it takes a little bit longer to see the best of him.
Yeah.
As long as we do, that's what you want to get to in the long run.
Yeah, so we'll see some maybe some bubble players tomorrow night, more so second string. We know we won't see Michael Penix. We know we won't see Kirk Cousins tomorrow. Probably won't see Bijan or, you know, any of those guys that we know. But we're going to find out kind of who's looking towards making this team. I don't even think we see DeMarco Helms after that big hit he put on to dislodge that ball on last Friday. I don't even think we see DeMarco Helms this go around.
Anybody that's a question mark, you might see trying to prove their point tomorrow.
Pretty much. And with that, we're going to prove a point when we come back and throw darts live on 92.9 The Game and The Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie.
But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right. Well, welcome back into The Intersection. No bar tonight as we got the late edition, but we are still on the corner of sports and everything else, and we still have darts in hand. Jason, explain why we have darts.
Well, luckily we know people at the bar that will keep it open for us a little bit longer on a night like this. I mean, it's closed to the public, but they can close the doors. They keep us in. This happened back in the day in Athens all the time. So we've got darts because at the end of the show, we always go throw some darts. That's what you do. You have a drink, you throw some darts, but we added a little bit to it where we found this dot matrix printer. We strapped the thing down to one of those giant metal carts that your substitute teacher used to bring in the giant TV on, which was always the best day of the week. So we have that. We found some old ribbons for this thing. It still works. We somehow connected it to a USB. I think it still works. It might not. It might be done. It might have broken by now. I can't believe it's been working for this long. We'll see if we can fire that thing up. We might just have to draw it with crayons or something. We'll see. Oh, I hear it. It's working. So we print out a picture of something that we want to gripe about this week. And you griped about Nike a lot. Put a Nike logo up there. If Miles or I say, you know what, we're going to defend Nike this week. We're going to take that down. Then we put it in a frame and put it up on the wall.
Yeah,
We can save it.
You can.
But then we can all throw darts at it too if we want to.
Exactly. Only we can prevent or rage on forest fires. Exactly. So, and that's what we are today. It looks like me and Jason are going to be throwing all the darts today. Jason, you want to take the honors or should I?
I'll start it because I don't exactly know how I want to put the picture up for this one.
Okay,
but
okay,
I think what I'm going to go with is the classic Chappelle Show sketch of the Haters Ball.
Oh, I love that.
And
I'll just hate.
I'll just get that shot, like that gif that you see everywhere. That is what I'm going to print and put up on the dartboard.
I love it.
Haters. Because we talked about it last week. The Metro Boomin mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
Futuristic Summer. There are a lot of people who are hating on this.
Oh, no.
There are a lot of people who are loving it. But I think something that I've always talked about with music that drives me crazy, because as we've had these conversations, we both listen to everything. We have music that we like.
Indeed.
Okay. We get older and there's new music that comes out that's not made for us. We can like it. We can not like it. But you have to understand that sometimes it's not made for you or me.
Yes.
It's made for other people. What's cracked me up about people who have griped about this, either they don't understand the references in it. They don't understand that era of Atlanta music.
Yeah.
So they're griping about that. I loved it because of that. Or they're griping because it's not for them. It wasn't made for them.
Yeah.
It's made for a very specific group who might really love it. Cool. If it's not for you, you can just sit down and shut up.
It's very much a time stamp in time. Yes. And keep that up because we're going to need that again.
Uh-oh.
But yes, Futuristic Summer is very much a moment in time. Like,
yeah.
Like I said last week, it was never my favorite genre of music, but it was the going out music when I was in college. Like that's what was playing in the car. That's what was playing in the clubs. That's what was I
and
heard No Hands the other day and I was like, oh man, it took me back to West Georgia.
And it was a decade after that for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like my era of Atlanta music is Outkast, Aquemini, into Stankonia, mm-hmm. like that 99 to 02, 03. About a decade before that. But
you bumped Goody Mob Soul Food.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, Black Ice, come on, every time.
Exactly.
But I think last week,
you know this stuff, like you get the reference and you can appreciate it. If you don't get it, again, stop hating.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Jason,
but
last week when we were talking about this, I was actually one of the ones like, man, you know, I'm familiar with everybody on it, but first listen, you know, it was kind of like putting me back in that bag because honestly, I came up on a lot of these artists. You know, mm-hmm. I was in high school. Roscoe Dash, Travis Porter. Mm-hmm. The second listen, I had to give it another listen. And I felt different. I felt, I understood the assignment.
Yeah.
Even though I might not play it back in my car two, 100%, 3 times.
100%.
I understood what Metro was doing, and I appreciated it. So you're spot on.
We do this thing where if we don't understand it or if it's not for us,
then nobody can
hate
it.
It's bad. No. Just understand that, hey, maybe those songs don't speak to you. Maybe they weren't written for you. You can just move on. Go listen to what you want to listen to. Stop hating.
Those Travis Porter songs paid a lot of girls.
You're not lying, though.
Let me stop.
Hey, look, if y'all listen to the Hometown Take on Wednesdays and on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, y'all be hearing that Travis Porter. Y'all be hearing me play that Make It Rain. Y'all be hearing the Travis Porter on the playlist in the morning.
A lot of girls in college.
Exactly. Hey, so, you know, it was the thing. It was the sound. And you kind of missed it at some point in the whole new rap sphere where there's not as much happy rap anymore. And rap always goes through those phases. Like early 90s was happy rap, and then it got pushed out. And early 2010s was happy rap, and then it got pushed out.
Rap was being 50 Cent brought it back and then left.
So it always had these things come in waves.
I love the poppy, catchy, happy stuff. It's fun.
Yep.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is. You need some of that. You can have the hardcore stuff too if you want, whatever.
That's good too. But
you need some of that though. You need that energy right there.
You don't have to hate it if you don't understand it. That's all.
That's you can just ignore it. Exactly.
Throwing darts at the haters.
I can't tell you the last time I've heard a Chris Brown song. Because he's just not my thing. So I haven't even heard it to hate it. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I just avoid it. If I know I don't like
you
it,
can do
I just
that.
Avoid it.
You don't have to then, like, make a TikTok yelling about it.
Right. Everybody else doesn't have to hate it. If you want to bump Afrobeats Chris Brown, baby girl, you do that. I just don't have to listen to it. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. If you like it, you get to like
cool.
it.
Cool.
And if I like it, let me like it and leave me alone.
Yes.
And now we're gonna print up that same meme, but we're going to slap a big old Nike swoosh on it. We're going to slap a Nike
Air
swoosh
Nike
on it.
I knew Nike was coming.
No, it's not Nike's fault, though. I'm not on Nike.
Okay.
That is going to represent the sneaker elitist because I have heard so much crying this week about Nike opening the vault and giving us all these Jordans that we've been wanting for 20, 30 years. So if y'all didn't know, Jordan brought back the undefeated fours. And it's like this olive green orange situation.
I know which ones you're talking about.
It's like 20 years old. When they first came out, only like 75 pairs were made. It was like a friends and family situation.
Okay.
So this has been like a coveted shoe, like a grail for some of us for a really long time. Well, Nike opened the vault and they let us go and try to get the grail. They did an undefeated release last week, and then next week they're going to do a wider sneaker app release. Great. Shoes we never thought we would be able to have.
Yep.
Shoes that are going for thousands of dollars. Shoes that will basically turn into dust if you put them on your feet now. Have now been repurposed, and you are allowed to go out and purchase them in today's form and have that little spark of your childhood. I don't understand why that is a negative, but we have so many of these sneaker elitists and these resale focused people in the culture that are only focused on how much money it can make or it retaining its exclusivity for, you know, dollar purposes and, you know, collection height and really just, you know, to have one up on somebody. Like Travis Scott talking about OGs only. But now you crying because you got a pair of OG 95 Bacons that's just crumbling in your hand because shoes are not meant to last that long. And this is from somebody that got shoes like 15 years old I ain't worn yet. They're not meant to last that long, guy.
No, it's crazy because it's not the same thing. It's a reissue.
It's a reissue.
It's something different. Like, I am wearing a knockoff Adidas U.S. Men's National Team 1994 jersey.
And it looks so cool.
It is a knockoff because Adidas doesn't make it anymore. They never made many of them for mass sale. And the shirt would be 30-plus years old.
Exactly.
It probably wouldn't be in good condition. But I like the shirt. I like the era. I want to represent it. Cool. Like, if you buy that shoe, you're not buying it from when it came out in the 90s.
You're not.
You're buying a reissue of it to wear and enjoy.
Exactly. And it satisfies that moment from 20 years ago when you couldn't have them.
Yeah.
And I've had other shoes like that, because there were shoes, you know, I'm grade school, I'm a size 4.5, 5, everybody. So there were shoes when I was in high school that only came out in men's. They only came out in a 7.5.
Yep.
And now, 15 years later, they're available to me in my size. So, yeah, I ran out and bought them.
You're not trying to sell it to somebody saying it's something that it's not.
Well, that and also, that shouldn't be the number one focus anyway. It should start with, do you like the shoe? Do you like it?
Do you want to wear it? Do you enjoy it?
Like,
does it make you feel good? Cool.
Does it give you that dopamine hit with the receptors in your brain when you have it in your hand? Like, if it's all about what it's worth, you're not really in the game anyway.
No.
You said something, Noel. You hit it spot on. It's exactly how I feel. When I buy Jordans, I usually buy them because I wanted them when I was a child, but I couldn't get them.
Yeah.
And then they come out, you know, as an adult, a working adult now, I can pay for stuff. And it's always been like that since I was 18, you know, with a job.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I remember one of my first Jordan purchases, the Aqua 8s came back out, and I wanted them when I was like 7.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then Melo 1.5s.
Yep.
Melo rookie sophomore year. Got those when I was, you know, 19, 20. So that's the reason I buy them. It's for those, you know, those nostalgic purposes and stuff like that.
You're buying them to wear and enjoy, put up on a wall somewhere or put in a vault.
Nope.
Like, yeah, that's not the same thing. It's two different things.
Right, and it's so interesting, like, the pairs that he called out, because that is the stuff that's coming back, because we're the generation that they're trying to recapture.
Yeah.
Like, the kids younger than us, they're used to all these non-Chicago Bull colorways.
Oh, yeah.
When we were coming up, those didn't exist. There was no white and blue and burgundy and gray and like what? Like orange and green? What? What do you mean?
Wasn't like the UNC stuff maybe the first kind of non-Bulls colorways?
You had All-Star Weekend.
Okay.
UNC stuff. And then when he went to Washington, because then you got Wizard colorways
then you
instead
get Wizard
of Chicago.
Stuff, yeah.
That was about it up until the late 2000s.
Okay.
And that's when you started seeing different stuff, like black and lime green and stuff. Like, you're like, what?
Remember the Fresh Prince Bel-Airs?
Got
5s?
Yep. Got them.
I
remember that line. That line was insane. Like, it was just a sea of people at South Lake Mall down at the bottom trying to get to that full. Like, it was a sea
South
of people.
South Lake Mall, my old spot.
Oh, yeah. I worked over there. I worked and camped out over there. It used to be a time before these online raffles and stuff. You used to have to pull your chair out and go make friends with people and sit in line.
I remember doing that for tickets and stuff. Yeah, so,
It used to be a much more active world outside, man. Now you're number 1,111 and 5 in a virtual line. Man, how times have changed.
It's true. It's true.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're out of darts, we're out of drink, and we are out of time for this evening. Oh, such a great late edition of The Intersection, and we might be having more of these as football season rolls around, ladies and gentlemen. I think we will be coming on right after Thursday night football. So exciting, Jason.
It might be BYOB at the bar for darts by the time we get to some of those, for sure.
That is for sure. And depending on how these games go, it may be some NFL-led dart segments.
Oh, it might start the show.
Oh, man. It's gonna be great starting in September. Until then, everybody, we will catch y'all next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.